Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-3701-0006-8610.
Okay, let me pull up your file real fast. All right, is this T. Turner Transport?
Yes, it is.
All right. And who am I speaking with?
Raymond Cook, the owner.
Raymond Cook, the owner. All right. And then what would be a good phone number in case we get disconnected?
570-704-7684.
Right. Okay, I'm just going to confirm the information we have here on file and then answer any questions. Can you verify your billing address for me?
233 Hawk, like the bird, Hawk Lane, Tuckanic, PA, 18657.
Okay. What was the city again? I'm sorry.
Tuckanic. Tuckhannock.
Okay. And what's the company phone number? Or is it
the same number I gave you. That's my cell number, yeah.
Okay. And how do you structure your company? Is it LLC? Is it corporation?
It's incorporated. S-Corp.
S-Corp?
Yep.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
I bought the company about a year and a half ago. When did I buy it? May 1st. I took it over May 1st of 2015.
Okay. All right. So, we have many programs available. So, depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here.
Okay. Well, My first and biggest question is this a daily pay, or is it like a regular bank, or it's a monthly pay, or?
Well, we have three different payment options. We usually have the daily, weekly, or monthly. It all depends on what's the best fit for the company and what you get qualified for. So there are three different options. What were you looking to do?
Well, right now I'm in a daily. I really don't like it. I much prefer a monthly payment.
Okay. You're in a daily right now? Who are you in the daily with?
I can't remember the name offhand. If I remember right, it began with a C.
With a C?
I just don't remember the name offhand. I'd have to get a hold of the girl in the office.
Okay. I got you.
I don't hang out at the office.
Right.
I drive or run around doing other stuff.
Okay. So you're the heart and soul of the business. Okay. That's perfect. Do you know about what the balance or anything might be on that daily payment, or how much you took out?
Took out. What did we take out? I think a total of $76,000.
$76,000. Okay. Do you remember what the payback might have been? Just like an estimation.
What the payback would be? No. Yeah. I know the payments. Well, the payments were up there. We got them to redo the payments.
Yeah.
But I think I'm still paying $1,000 a week, or close to it.
$1,000 a week?
Yeah. I mean, it comes out daily, but I think they lowered it to $1,000 a week. I'd have to double check with the girl in the office. She takes care of all my paperwork. She takes care of everything.
Okay, I gotcha. So are you just looking to maybe just pay off this current loan that you have out, or were you looking to bring on something different?
Well, I'm looking to maybe pick up a couple trailers.
Okay.
Along with it.
Okay. Well, we do equipment financing as well. So, I mean, that would be definitely, your monthly payment that you're looking for. you know, that would be the longer terms, smaller rates. So that's definitely something we can do. Now on those trailers, were those new trailers or were they used trailers?
They were used.
Okay. Do you know about how much they are?
They were $27,500.
$27,500 for both of them?
For each.
Oh, each? Okay. Okay. And now, what are you gonna use with these trailers? Are you just trying to bring on to get more business, or what are you gonna use them for?
Just use them to haul salt.
Oh, okay. Haul salt. Is that what your company does? You guys haul salt?
Oh, I'm in the flatbed.
Oh, okay.
We got into hauling salt with these pneumatic trailers, and I just picked up a van. I leased a van here a week ago. We were trying to get into the van business. You know, trying to do a little bit of everything. It's easier to keep people busy. So it's not all just one item.
Okay, right on. So business pretty good then, yeah? You guys growing?
Trying.
Yeah.
I started off when I bought the company. I was one truck. I got... Well, I'm my owner-operator. I don't deal with company trucks, so... But I've got three other guys that work for me.
Oh, that's nice. Are you planning on bringing on more?
Huh? Like to.
Okay. I gotcha. Well, let me ask you this. On these trailers, do you already have a vendor? Like, have you shopped around and found one that you like, or those two that you like?
Yeah, they sit down there in Covington, Tennessee.
Okay. Do you have, like, an invoice and all that stuff already, or no?
I have to look at my phone. I don't know if I got an invoice on them. Because I had somebody... I got approved for a company, but, you know, the total is $55,000. I got to come up with $10,000. So I'm financing $44,000, and in 5 years, the total I'm paying is $88,000.
Okay.
I just find that hard to swallow. I just...
Yeah, I got you.
Know, I'm not going to make money and not go broke paying on trailers.
Right. Okay. Do you know, well, what was the approval on the other one? Do you know what, like, the rate was, anyways?
Well, they told me 15% for 5 years, and I just...
15% for 5 years?
Yep.
Wow.
And I'm thinking it's got to be higher than that for me to be paying back as much money as I'd be paying back.
Well, that's quite a bit. So that sounds more of like, was that just like a capital loan, or was that just like your traditional loan, like you buy a car?
They said it was a regular loan, you know.
Okay. All right. Off of that, how do you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Well, they told me it was like a 595. I mean... I've been looking at Credit Karma, and I know Credit Karma's not right. I know it's usually lower than what Credit Karma calls it. But when I started this process, that was showing that particular score, I guess they pulled, was showing like a 670, 673 or 678. Now it's showing, now it's down to, what was it, 600, just below 600?
Just below 600?
Yeah. I can tell you. Give me a second. I'll just bring it up. I'll tell you what that says.
Okay.
Well, if I get my phone to cooperate here. I know Credit Karma is usually off by 10, 15 points. I know they took that particular score, they took It took way down.
Yeah. If your score, if your you know, your credit score is around, you know, like below, a little bit below 600, the equipment financing might be a little bit hard for you to get approved for. You know, we could always take a look, but we do have another option for you. You know, we could always do like a capital loan. Have you ever worked with a capital loan before? That's going to be like that weekly, monthly, daily payment type stuff. What that is, that's going to be like unsecured cash. It's a little bit easier to qualify for. And that gets directly deposited into your account as unsecured cash, so you can pretty much use it for anything. So even if you wanted to go buy those trailers, you could with that.
Yeah.
That's another option that we could do. Just get a little bit more in depth of the health of the business. What's your gross annual sales? How much did you do last year?
Total gross?
Yeah.
Well, on my last year tax return, it was only, I think the gross was a little over $100,000. But, you know, you're only talking from May to December.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it was only one truck. I started off the beginning of this year, you know, with more trucks.
Right.
So this year will be higher. But, you know, I've been doing roughly 45,000 to 55,000 a month.
Oh, good. Bank statements look pretty strong. Good beginning, good ending balances. No negative days or anything.
Not that I know of. Not that I've seen.
Okay. What do you think you're on track for this year?
For gross?
Yeah.
I figure she's got to be up there somewhere around between 5.5 to 6.5.
1,000? 600,000?
Yeah. Yeah. Roughly.
Wow.
Give or take. I mean, I could be off, but what we've been doing for a month, that's what I should,
that's close to. Man, you jumped quite a bit, man. That's quite a leap.
Yeah,
that's
but
pretty good.
Remember, I went from one truck to...
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying that's a good thing. That's awesome. Yeah, so, I mean, if you're on track for that, you know, $500,000 a year... You know, we could definitely, you know, try to see what we can do for you for a capital loan, and that way you could take that cash and, you know, go buy those two trailers. You could always do it that way.
But those capital loans, they only give you, what, 9 months to a year to pay it off?
It's normally, our payments, it's 3 to 36 months. You know, normally for the first-time customers, it's about 3 to 24. That's just because it is unsecured, so it's a little bit more risky. But, you know, if you stay with us, you know, you are eligible for refinancing options, you know, usually about midway through your initial term. And then that way, you know, you can get additional funding. And with longer terms and better payments. So that's definitely one option you could always do there also. Now, have you gone to your local bank or anything?
Yeah, my local, the bank I bank with the trucking company. I got all my drivers in one bank. I make them all open up an account in one bank. Just makes it easier for my girl to pay everybody.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And,
okay.
My credit score right where it is, they won't do nothing. I mean, I have a truck finance through them, but
yeah,
the guy who's I'm head of the board. He, you know, I bought the truck from him, from his company, so he kind of pushed it through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, payments are made on time, but.
Okay. Who's your local bank? Is it Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank?
It's People's State.
People's State? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, with these trailers, these two new trailers, how much? What's your return on investment? How much do you plan on making off of that?
I take 20% right off the top of what the guys make a week.
Okay. So how much extra do you think you're going to earn off of these two trailers? Quite a bit?
Well, two trailers, two trucks, you know, they do five... $5,000, so you're looking at $4,000, $8,000 a month off the two trucks.
Okay. Very nice. So you're looking about probably 100 G's. Okay. Somewhere around there. Per year. Awesome. Okay. I'm just taking some hand notes here. And when are you looking to do it? Like, as soon as possible? Or are you just shopping around to get approved and things like that?
Well, I'm shopping around to get approved. And, I mean, I thought about just, I found two trailers I can just go and lease, you know. Mm-hmm. No ifs, ands, or buts. I just got to show up with the money for the security deposit and first right. month's payment. You know, I can just bring the trailers home. I don't have to deal with anything.
I gotcha. Just bring them home and start working.
Just bring them home and start working. In 30 months, I'll own both trailers because it's basically, you know, a lease to own.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them for 30 months, you own the trailers. They just send you the title.
Right. That's awesome.
They're an older trailer.
Yeah. Let me see here.
They would do the job.
Sure, absolutely. Now, could you use capital for anything else in the business? Like for, renovations or, anything else?
No renovations. I work out of my house. My secretary, she works out of her house and her other job. She works for another company. What she does for me on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But she can do it where she works, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Anything, any paperwork I need done, she does it right there at work. It don't interfere. And,
right.
So I'm not looking for an office, at least not yet.
Okay. Do you have any inventory that you could maybe possibly turn over a couple times, or do you...
Inventory?
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm a small trucking company.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. But you said you're haul salt. Is that just from...
I haul salt, I haul stone.
Okay.
Is that directly from... I haul a lot of stuff. Like I said, it's... some of the stone I haul is directly for one company. The salt, that comes out of two different companies.
Okay, I gotcha.
Then I broker a lot of freight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, based off all the information I have here, we could try... I think we could definitely get you something for the working capital. How much were you looking to, like, in total? Like, because you said you already have a $76,000 balance already, and it sounds like a working capital loan. It sounds like, just because you said it's a $1,000 a week payment. Now, were you looking to pay that off at all, or are you just trying to keep that and then get these trailers?
I don't know. I don't want... I prefer not to have two loans out there. I prefer just to have one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, what we can do, I mean, if you want to try to get these trailers, I can take and see what you look like on paper, a little bit harder look. And if I think we have something there, I can, pull your credit and do all that stuff and see if we can get you approved for, some equipment and some, just to some capital, just if we get you approved, you don't have to take it. But that way, you do have some options there, I have some harder numbers for you too. That's totally an option for you if you want to do that.
Yeah, it just means my credit score is going to take another hit from somebody pulling on it.
Well, the way we pull off of it is, it is a soft credit. Check. It's not going to be a hard one. We only pull from one of the three, so we only pull from Experian instead of all three of them. So that's where it's going to be a little bit softer of a check. I mean, we do have to check it, but it won't be as hard as a hit.
Yeah, Experian. I think that's the lowest of the three I have. Because Cromer Credit's got me at 673 on TransUnion, 585 on Equifax. Experian. Come on.
Good old technology.
Oh yeah. Sometimes it's fast. Sometimes it's slow. see. I'll have to hook up here in score sense. See what that says. Yeah, see, that shows my experience. Well, it updates in 12 days, but that's shown 542 for Experian, 575 for Equifax, and 603 for TransUnion.
Okay.
So if you're going to use Experian, it's just going to knock my dick in the dirt because it's only a 542.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want to hurt your business any more than, you know, that it needs to be hurt. I mean, your credit score anyway. I mean, you're doing good. I mean, you have some good sales. I know you have that big balance of the $76,000. I mean, that's the only thing I could see that we could possibly do for you is, you know, make that work out for you and pay off that loan and maybe, like, kind of like a refinancing type of thing and, you know, make the payments a little bit better, easier for you. I mean, would that help at all?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if I was going to do that, I'd probably just want to round it off to an even 100,000. That'd give me, I don't know, probably 20-some thousand extra after it was paid off.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that, and then you could use, you know, the rest of it maybe to as a down payment for those trailers.
What kind of interest rate do you do on those capital loans?
So that's going to be more of, it's not really a set rate. It's more of a fixed payback rate. So you know exactly how much you are paying back. So it's not really an APR. And the reason that is because it's based off of the term. So if you take out a longer term, the rates will be different than a shorter term. So it really all depends on what the term you want for a longer term, and you know exactly how much you're paying back. So, for instance, like let's say if you take out $100,000 and you pay back $108,000, you know you'd have payments set up that never fluctuate. It's the exact same payment all the time, so you know exactly how much you're paying back. So that really is no such rate on the capital loans. Now it might be a little bit more expensive just because it is unsecured cash. But if you take it out for a longer time and you make a lot of, and your return on the investment is great, you can actually end up paying it off earlier and saving yourself money, and you get some discounts because we have early payback on that.
Yeah. All right, well, let me chew on it for a while.
Okay, well, what I can do in the meantime is I can send you an email, you know, if you want, with some information on there. If you want to, take a look at us online, and then I can either follow with you later today, or I can follow up with you on Monday and see what your ideas were. Maybe you could have you think about it over the weekend, and maybe we could do something for you.
Yeah, you can send it to me. It's Raymond Cook. This is my personal email.
Okay.
It'll be Raymond Cook. 472@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. Okay, so yeah, so I'll send that to you. It'll have, you know, our online stuff, my contact information. If something you want to do, I'll give you a call on Monday, and see what your thoughts were.
All right.
In the meantime, if you want to, you know, you can always, you know, send just some of the information, like some of the stuff. I can take a look at it, like your bank statements if you wanted to, and see if you have some good cash flow there and see if I, you know, see if I have any opportunities for you. That's always an option, too. Some of my customers do that.
Yeah. All right. I'll see.
All right, Ray.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.